Hello, the 5 minutes of the prophetess, Psalm 91 episode 300. When I reached 100, I was excited. 200, I was more excited. But now 300 episodes, and I think this will be the last one for Psalm 91. So we are now personalizing Psalm 91. We are on verse 13. What do you say? I tread. You tread on what? I tread on the lion and on the serpent, the snake, the cobra, the adder, and upon the young lion and the dragon. I trample them underfoot. Someone said, but the young lion, what's the meaning of the young lion? The young lion are lions that are strong, agile in their youth, in the prime of their years. And when the thing is in the prime of his years, and it's like a growth or something that is prime of his years, it's like, this is it, this is the highest, this is the height of it. God says, he has given you authority to tread over it. Tread over it in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. So Hosea 5:14 concerning the young lion, it says, for I will be unto Ephraim as a lion, and as a young lion to the house of Judah. Young lion are strong. They are in the prime of their years. He said, I will tear and go away, and I will take away, and none shall rescue him. So when the young lion takes, no one can rescue. But thank God, is giving you authority. The people are saying, oh, you know, when you have cancer, you can never, you have this disease, this one has killed everybody. There is not even one person who has survived. You will survive it. Not only survive, you, listen, you beat the cancer. No, the cancer has already been beaten by Jesus. You will sit on top of it and you will ride it to show to the whole world. You'll be waving, look at me, look at what God has done. In the name of Jesus, oh, hallelujah. So talking about lion, and mentioning the Lion of Judah, I want to also say Revelation 5:5. You cannot forget it. He said, and one of the elders said unto me, weep not. Behold, why shouldn't I weep? Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has prevailed. So if there is any lion that is threatening you, there is another lion called the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Hosea 5:14 talks about him. Revelation 5:5 talks about him. The Lion of the tribe of Judah. Where is he? He lives in you. Where is the Lion of the tribe of Judah? Jesus. Where is he? He lives in you. Oh, wherever you go, you are carrying Jesus on your inside. You see, Christianity is nothing without you. Jesus has come to do all that he will do. But if you are not here to represent him, as I said, he is the head, we are the body. The head without the body cannot operate. And the body without the head is a decapitated body. So we need the head and the body to operate, sync, do it. For God to explode, his power to explode on this earth, he needs you. You are his body. We cannot just say, God, come and move. God, cause a revival. No, all those things that we've been doing, please. You want a revival? The revival is here. Rise up with the word. Go and lay hands on the sick. Speak to them. You will have revival, as much of revival as you want. You will have it if you will do the word, if you will operate the word, if you will operate it, you will see that the word will be exploding. Boom, 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 all over. You will be an explosion waiting to happen. Please. This is how to go about it. Let's pick God's word. Let's take him by his word. The problem is unbelief. So that's what I'm going to deal with in the next episodes I'll be doing. It will not be on Psalm 91. Today, we are ending Psalm 91. Please let me know whether these episodes on Psalm 91 have been a blessing to you. One particular person has been writing on this podcast and saying it's been a blessing. Write on the podcast if it's been a blessing. We'll finish with Psalm 91. It's been a blessing to you. I've said something you did not know. Your eyes have been opened to it. Something you've decided to do. Something that God has spoken to you about. Something, please, just send me a report. so that I will also know and be encouraged that as I'm speaking, like, because there is nobody here, I'm here alone and I'm speaking, there is nobody here, but a report from you on the podcast, please put it on the podcast. Some people have been sending me a messenger, I have heard. Thank you for all that. People have been sending messages on my face, on my prophetess page, Prophetess Olivia page on Facebook. Thank you. Somebody people have been sending me on my Missla page. Thank you. But please, on my podcast, put it there so that somebody else who is this 5 minutes of prophet, who is this prophet, I don't know, but you, from your story, what you say will make the person know that, hey, there is something here, there are some treasures here, and I'm coming to dig it. Oh, you are so blessed, because the lion of the tribe of Judah, when there is a lion in you, listen, you must roar. When you come into meditation, and that is another thing, I'll be talking about that in the next sets of episodes. There is a time in meditation that you begin to roar. You begin to roar. That lion will begin to roar. Hey, I remember that I had a crusade like that, that I started roaring because there was a guy who was into this Eastern religion, and he had captured the students in the school, and we had they gave us a land there. And that's why we're having the crusade. And this guy was misbehaving. Can you imagine what was happening? My time with the people, that was in the morning. That's where all the new converts had gathered. That was when he decided to come and display. So stood in the middle where I was preaching and began to move around and was chanting. And everybody was also scared, because in that town, in that city, when that man says you will die, you die. When he says you will live, you will live. Everybody was afraid of him. I stretched out my hand and the lion roared out of me. I don't even know how I said it. I don't even know how it came up. It was a roar. And I said, catch that man for me. Hey, that man began to run. He ran and ran into the bush. For 3 days, he never came out. When he came back, he was like a tissue that falling into water. And that man that everybody feared, nobody, when he's coming, people run away. Nobody could talk. When I say I was preaching, when I say hallelujah, nobody could respond, because that man was there. I didn't know. I was new in the city. They could not even tell me that it is because of this man. Now children were picking stones and sand and throwing it at him, and he was powerless. Oh, there is a lion in you, and 2021, the lion will roar. You are blessed. Bye. Please, we are coming into another set of episodes. Please share them. And I love you. There's nothing you can do about it.